Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
All of us, and I do mean all of us, have been through a lot in our lives over the years, and they may have made an impact on you, and maybe that impact has impacted you where you can't move forward. Maybe it involves your heart, maybe some kind of emotion involved there. We're going to talk about heart wounds today with Andrea Dragonfly. She's an ancient wisdom energy healer. She's a transitions coach, a ceremonialist, helps everybody through many different stages of their lives. And Andrea, it is great to have you back with us. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, we always learn a lot from you and get a chance to go kind of deep into everything. Heart wounds, how would you define that?
Oh, yes. Well, heart wound really is just that experience in life that we, at some point, and sometimes it can even be a pattern, that we experience where we just really feel like our light has been diminished. And, you know, and sometimes these heart wounds can come early on in our life with, you know, even talking about earlier, you know, when we really have a desire or a drive in life to go a certain direction, but sometimes life takes us in a different direction. Let's say a person really wanted to be an artist, an aspiring artist of some sort, but instead they didn't have the resources, they didn't have the support, they didn't have whatever, that then put them into a different direction, and then they ended up having to choose a different profession, and they did it without that life. But mostly, and that becomes a heart wound. That becomes like, oh, what I deeply desired, I couldn't get. So that's one version of a heart wound. But another version of heart wound, as we all know, is where we are in relationships with our significant partners, relationships with our family members, and it can even be relationships with our community, our best friends, you know, our children. And so there's different types of heart wounds that we can incur throughout our lives within these relationships. Of course, one of the biggest ones is where we have a loss of that relationship. And so loss of that relationship could be where we break up in that significant partnership, whether that's a divorce or just a long-term relationship that never, you know, ended up in a marriage, but, you know, that definitely felt that you were, this was your person. This is your person in life. And then all of a sudden, this isn't your person in life anymore, right? And so we also have, you know, the heart wound of betrayal. And sometimes that's a really big word, you know, and betrayal can show up, again, in our significant relationships, but betrayal can also show up in these other relationships like I just mentioned, the betrayal of the best friend, the betrayal within your work environment, the betrayal of an organization or something you really believed in, right? And so these are where these heart wounds can really settle in and cause us, we call it tainting, right? It can taint us in life. And so oftentimes when I'm working with different individuals, you know, everybody comes in with some version of a heart wound. And when we have that heart wound, Steve, it really, when we first get that heart wound, there's something that happens in our energy field that we're not really even aware of. And it's kind of like we create a contract. Like, I'm never going to love again like I loved in that relationship. Or I'm never going to trust again in that kind of friendship or that person that has wounded me in that way, right? So we have this kind of safety mechanism that operates within our energy field that sometimes we're aware of, but most of the time we're not aware of, that kind of just protects us, that says, I'm not going to put myself out there in that way again because I don't want to feel the pain of this experience ever again as well. And so when we do those types of, you know, when we have those relationships and we have those experiences, what we end up doing is we end up shutting ourselves off from our unlimited potential to really be the greater love that is available to us. And when I say the greater love, it's because, you know, there's a lot of philosophy out there, right? And a lot of the philosophy is that, you know, love is what is the highest vibration that we humans can really deeply experience. You know, we can definitely tap into that creation flow when people are in their meditation space or in their space of creation, whether they're creating or composing, you know, a musical piece or writing, you know, a novel or whatever, you know, that they tap into this beautiful flow. But we also can move into, like, love. Love is what we here are here as humans to really experience. And we're given multiple opportunities to grow our love. And so when we have these different heart wounds, it's our opportunity to how do we show up in the wound so that we can actually grow this love even greater. And so within the energy work is really to look at how the wound has settled in that person. How are they using that wound to actually not show up in life? You know, I'm never going to trust again. I'm never going to have that relationship again. And not everybody has these extreme scenarios. You know, some people do. But we all have a place where we've had a heart wound that we were just like, oh, my God, I don't know how I'm going to get through this, you know. And sometimes we have to have our heart be completely annihilated and broken into pieces for us to really grow and learn from the situation, for us to really understand the depth of who we are as loving beings. And so some people will then actually just see this as a place of, I'm never going to do that again, and I'm going to go into this kind of like darker place, more of this shell, and you know, they might live out their lives never getting into another relationship again, or always holding, you know, some sort of animosity and heart wound towards another. And this is one of the reasons why we have such large, you know, numbers of heart issues in the physical world, you know, heart attacks and congested heart failure. And, you know, as people have been holding on to these heart wounds in their emotional and mental fields for so long that it then manifests as some sort of heart condition in like the real world, like in the physical world. And so being able to look at the heart wound and saying, hey, this really has impacted me in this way, and I've never really been able to put myself out there again. You know, how do I move forward with this? And I have a lot of clients that come to me that are working through heart issues. And so within the heart wound, this is a place for us to explore and explore the depths and explore the fears and explore the, you know, the depths of, you know, what really is it that holds a person back from fully taking those steps forward and moving into this much grander place of opening the heart into love. And it's a transformational process. So it's not something that happens overnight, but through energy work and working with the field and doing some of the transition life coaching and soul coaching, like what is it within the soul? What is the soul really wanting and needing to learn from this experience? You know, some people come into this life to have a pretty profound heart betrayal, to know betrayal, and then also to know how to overcome that and see that as a powerful lesson and be empowered by their betrayal, believe it or not, right? and it's the beauty of life in some respect.
I guess you have to go through something to can get to the other side. And
exactly.
And I... It sometimes it's painful to believe this, but things happen for a reason. So sometimes you have to go through something to realize what it is that's better on the other side. You mentioned something before, Andrea, about a sole contract. Is that something that we've established or made long ago, or is that something that you make when you go through a heart-wrenching situation and now you have a heart wound?
Well, you know, Steve, that's a really great question, because these contracts can very well have been made long ago, and they can follow us through lifetimes, because we made a contract at a certain point in another part of our soul's existence, and that energy follows us. So again, just, you know, for everybody, I know that sometimes I'm saying something that may go against the common belief system, but within these, you know, wisdom traditions, all but the Abrahamic, you know, belief systems recognize and honor life, death, rebirth, and that we're growing our souls over the course of existence. And so within a soul, so this is where we can also look at soul loss. When we have a soul loss, we talked a little bit about this in a previous episode, a piece of ourselves, and this is like very much a heart wound. A heart wound is a soul loss in a certain way. It's a very specific kind of soul loss. And so we create that contract that, you know, I'm never going to be able to love that deeply again. And then when we are in our relationships, we have this contract playing out in this background on the energetic, because like energy attracts like energy. If we say, I'm never going to love, I don't ever want to feel that pain, so I'm never going to love that deeply again, then the conscious universe shows up to say, okay, well, we're going to just make it so that you don't have to love that deeply anymore. And then they attract that energy. And it's not exactly that way. You know, of course, you know, there's a lot to this, and by all means, I'm just kind of speaking simply sure. about it, because, you know, there's definitely far more to that than what I'm stating. But yes, and so we can also accrue that in this lifetime, or it can also have been following us from previous lifetimes. People who are like, wow, I've just been in these relationships my whole life, and I can't ever find that partner who will deeply meet me or match me in the way that I want to be met or matched. And so that could also be a heart wound that was created some time ago, and a contract that said, you know what, I don't want to love that deeply because it's too painful to love that deeply. And so recognizing, you know, the spectrum between, you know, pain and joy, and when a person is really at the effect of life and they're not like, you know, I get some people that says, I just don't feel. I don't know how to feel. Help me tap into feel. I don't know joy. I have an idea of it, but I don't know how to feel it, right? So what's happening in the heart? What's happening in the heart energy center that allows, you know, that's been blocking them, first of all, from being, you know, experiencing that joy? And then we find out what the original wound is. Where is that wound? How, you know, where did it first come from? How has it been playing out in your life? What's the cost of having that play out in your life that way?
We have inspired questions, and we're going to take a very short break, Andrea, and come back based on everything you're talking about. If somebody wants to reach out to you with a question, or even wants to get your support, counseling, whatever it might be, your coaching, what do they do?
Yes, actually, I've been working on my website, so thank you all. I've been definitely a very off the grid for a long time, but love the fact that I'm getting on it now. But I'm working towards getting that website up really shortly. You can also contact me at Andrea@dragonflypassages.com. I also have a Gmail, which is dragonflypassages@gmail.com, and websites are coming, or the website is coming up really soon. So
awesome. We're going to take that short break and come back with Andrea, and interesting question based on what you're saying right after this.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-386-9945. 800-386-9945. 800-386-9945.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision.
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One NA member.
You don't become a 117-year-old automaker in this country by refusing to change. The Ford Motor Company does not resist, deny, or ignore change. We pledge to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035, to stand for lower greenhouse gas emissions, to stand with Americans and for the planet.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My dad used to say that.
Sure, yeah. It's from Geico.
Yeah, whenever I would ask my dad for life advice, he'd sit me down and say, son, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And look at me now, a well-adjusted adult with a drawer full of plastic bags I'll never use.
Okay, I'm confused. Was your dad a licensed Geico agent?
Nah, he was just a real good dad.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Living comfortably in your home is easier than ever with a little help from Lowe's and AARP. We share a commitment to help people make their homes ready for all of life's changes. Take advantage of helpful videos, tips, and resources to guide you and your loved ones along the way. To learn more, visit Lowe's.com/livablehome. U.S. only.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
We are back with Andrea Dragonfly, and she is an ancient wisdom energy healer, transitions coach, somebody that's going to move your life along, especially if you're experiencing what we're talking about today, and that's a heart wound. Beth Ann is checking in from Royal Palm Beach, Florida, and says, I totally have a heart wound and can relate to what you're talking about. I believe it's from a divorce that took place 2 years ago. How do I move my life forward and heal from this?
Well, that's a great question. Yes, great question, Bethany. One of the ways that when we're in the situation, again, you know, I do energy healing. I am a transitions life coach. I'm a soul coach. I work with the soul. I work with what is it that we're here in this life to accomplish, overcome, experience, and move ourselves powerfully forward. And so, you know, finding the support, getting the support that you are feeling a resonant energy with, because there's a lot of different energy healers, there's a lot of different coaches out there, therapists out there, but finding the one that you feel really speaks to you and being able to get in touch with them. I mean, within your own practice, and of course we can do this on our own, we're definitely gifted with the fact that we are spiritual beings having a human experience, and we're all here. We all have the same access. It's our birthright to have access to this conscious, intelligent information that works with us. We can call it many names. It shows up in many ways, whether it's, you know, God, you know, the cosmic energy, the oneness, the allness, the, you know, whatever that which is greater than ourselves, right? And so, you know, really allowing that space, first of all, honoring ourselves, honoring what we've, you know, what we brought to the relationship, who we are. We talked a little bit earlier about karma, and either we're bringing in good karma or we're harvesting, like, bad karma, you know, like, what are we doing? And And when we can love the people that have come into our lives, they're our teachers. They're teaching us about ourselves. And so recognizing that even though this is a very intense heart wound, that the person is an incredible player in your life to bring you here, and that you needed them to bring you here. So compassion for yourself, being gentle, allowing and knowing that you're not alone and that you're supported not only by the physical team of your people, your family, your friends, a therapist, a life coach, energy healer, whomever that is you choose, but also knowing that you have all of these, conscious energies on the, on the inner realms, the inner, the inner planes that we can't really see. And then also there's many things that can happen based on your energy and the person that you're working with. And so being able to really take you deeply into understanding the depth of your experience and what is it that you really came to learn from this person. And then, part of it is really knowing love within ourselves so that we can expand and grow that within us. Because, yes, my heart's wounded. I don't feel loved by you. But you know what? I more than anything need to know love by me. I need to know my own love first. And then your love is second to my first love, if that makes sense, And so we can also move the energetic out of the field so that it's not so heavy. So, and of course, everybody has a different experience. Everybody's going to react differently to, how it feels in the energy field. And so that's going to be a very one-on-one, kind of a very custom personal way of working that energy through and really transforming this into an empowered life transition. We talk about, I talk a lot about rites of passage in my life and in my work, and that this is cultural. This has gone on from the beginning of time, that we move through these very significant times of life that grow us consciously. And they're very transformative. And these are very much what it looks like in the modern day. In contemporary time, our rites of passage are having to go through these heart wounds. And whether it's divorce, sometimes it's a loss of a child, which is incredibly painful to go through. How do we learn to overcome these and take this, experience as an opportunity to grow so that my heart is fully wide open at the end of my life instead of completely closed down, right? So it's a process, of course, to each individual, very unique as to how we would walk the process, because, everything, especially with coaching, we work for you. What are you willing and able to do? We can provide a lot of different suggestions and ideas as to, paths, but ultimately, each individual is their own healer. And so I can absolutely create the energy field to be very open for the healing and the understanding, the learning, the diving in, the being with it, the allowing yourself to feel that pain. We come from a culture that doesn't want to feel, that. And part of it is sometimes it can just be the beauty of being alive. When we really get to feel the depth of that, and that's the transformational energy right there that takes us and completely kind of then expands us, in all directions, is when we really get to that moment of what a beautiful blessing it is to be alive and to have this experience. And holy moly, am I feeling it? Then we have like this, boom, this beautiful expansion of self, and we just level up, and it takes a little bit of time, of course. Like I said, there's some energy work that with energy shifting and perspective, but it's an experience. We have to go through the experience in order for us to come out on the other side.
It's empowering to hear you say that, because anybody going through a heart wound, it's horrible. And there's all different degrees, and they could be fresh, they could be from way back, But just to hear that once you get past it, the feeling of joy and happiness that can be on the other side is just exciting. And it's funny when you say heart wounds, I often use the analogy, people I talk to, could be a relationship, whatever it might be. I usually give an analogy of a power window. And I said, you have the window up. Press the button and bring the window down a little bit if you can. But I think it's the same thing. We have things that we need to heal from. And we might not even know they exist. So for that, there's somebody like you that can get to the center of your heart and try and figure out what's going on. Somebody can reach out to you, Andrea, and you could take it from there.
Absolutely. I do remote sessions. I can do it through Zoom, over the phone. I have clients that are in Australia, Germany, Scotland, of course, all over the United States, Mexico, Canada. So I'm definitely global on that level. So I can work with, any individual. And really it comes down to, Steve, we cannot know the true depth of love or joy until we know the real depths of pain and suffering, right?
Yeah.
So this is an incredibly powerful opportunity. So if we think about how deep does this pain take me in? Oh, my God, it's so horrendous. I can't breathe. I can't get up and go to work. I can't function. The depth of that pain. Now think about if you had the same intensity in love, in joy, in happiness. Like, you just be like, whoop-oh, like, you know, and lived in that higher vibration, because we have, we have something that's called the pain-joy bubble, and we're very cautious not to go too far outside of it. Like, I know I'm very comfortable with this amount of pain, and I don't want any more than that, right? So this is where we put our contract stuff. I don't want these deep and, these powerful pain experiences because it's too much. But when we recognize that energy, just like the momentum of a pendulum shifting, is that when it swings one way, it's going to swing the other way, and it grows us. And this is where we move from a smaller bubble. We experience this intense pain. It goes right outside. It could go quite a bit ways outside of that little bubble, and then the pendulum shifts to the other side in joy. So it's like, oh, if I'm experiencing this amount of pain at this time in my life, I know what's coming next is I'm going to experience this amount of joy at some point coming up soon.
It may
not be in the next year, but it's coming, right?
Right. And the cliche is it can't get any worse sometimes.
Yep.
And it can only get better. Like, there's a song came out in the 80s, things can only get better. So, and for that, I tell everybody to reach out to you, dragonflypassages@gmail.com. Is that the best way to reach you? I know you're working on the website.
Yeah, I'm working on the website, Andrea, dragonfly.com, dragonflypassages.com. And then also I have Andrea@dragonflypassages.com as another email, which would be great to put that out there. And so, yes, I am available for a 30-minute free consultation to see if I'm an excellent person to work with you. And I just bring the depth of love and light to every session. And I feel so incredibly blessed to be able to do this work. It just brings such joy to my life. And there's definitely been times, Steve, where I knew the depth of those pains. I had many people die on me, divorce, all sorts of things that happened in my life over a decade ago that I had no idea how I'd ever arrive to this place, but I've been here.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
You walk the walk and talk the talk. There is there's joy on the other side of it, and there's somebody like you that can hold your hand through it, and for that, we thank you.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Andrea. Great talking with you, and looking forward next time we get together.
Sounds great. Thanks, Steve. It's been a pleasure.
Same here.
Have a great day.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Derulo. I love that music connects to people all over the country. But unfortunately, so does something else. Childhood hunger. 15 million kids struggle with hunger right here in America. And yet, every year, billions of pounds of surplus food in the U.S. go to waste instead of going to the children in need. Feeding America is working to change this. The Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks rescues this surplus of food to help provide meals to families in virtually every community in the United States, including yours. But they just can't do this alone. Join me in the fight against hunger in America. For more information on what you can do to get involved, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.